A Charles Paris Mystery, A Doubtful Death, written by Jeremy Front from a story by Simon Brett.
I'd begged my agent to get me a small part in Endeavour.
Where to?
Station. Quick as you can.
Instead of a lucrative 60s detective drama, Morris signed me up for an equity minimum detextualised, physical, immersive, site-specific reimagining of Hamlet to be staged at an old boatyard in Oxford.
2131 for London Paddington has been cancelled.
Earlier that day, the actress playing Ophelia had suffered a meltdown, run off set and disappeared.
Apologise for the delay, which is due to a suspicious package at Marylebone.
Then my journey home seemed to be jinxed. Dead on my feet, I hit the streets only to find what had become routine civil insurrection. By the time I got home, I'd been awake for 17 hours straight.
Charles, why are you lying on the wall carpet?
I nearly broke my neck on this stuff.
You better not have broken anything else.
Thanks for the sympathy. Oh, something's digging into my... What's this?
I think it's called a skewer peg.
Well, it skewered me in the...
One of my ex-students did VSO in the pool and she lent me some equipment.
Couldn't she lend you a Sherpa to help move it to the attic?
As part of her midlife cliché, Frances was planning a last gasp gap year.
Why are you so late? Edited highlights will do.
So I told her we'd been down by the river shooting phone footage for Hamlet when Ophelia had had a panic attack in front of the entire company and a lot of tourists dressed in Hogwarts uniforms.
Any idea why?
Presumably they like Harry Potter.
Any idea why she panicked?
At first I thought she was really in the zone. Jenny's one of those process actors, very intense. But a few minutes before her meltdown, I saw Jenny and our director kissing.
You're always telling me it's a kissy business.
Yeah, this wasn't that sort of kiss, and I wasn't supposed to see it.
Do you think anyone else did?
No idea, but shortly after that, Jenny freaked out, ran off and disappeared for the rest of the day. The rehearsal schedule completely fell apart and perfect end to a perfect day. My journey home was like an urban survival expedition. I thought Bear Grylls would appear and demonstrate how to purify water in the Kentish Town Road.
Well, I've had a very productive evening making my own Dido.
Are you sure you wanted to tell me that?
It's a sort of Nepalese polenta.
You're going to Nepal?
Actually, I'm not sure where I'm going. There's some left over if you're hungry.
Thanks, but I've got to be up again in 5 hours.
It's 5:43. Time to pray for the day with Canon Valentine Park.
Good morning. I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. I bet you like it. And you know, I'm pretty sure our Lord would have liked it too.
Another day, another crack of dawn start if I was going to make Oxford in time for rehearsals.
Hold that train!
I'd given commuting a fair crack of the whip, but this, as they say on EastEnders, was doing my head in.
Further on up the road, someone gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road.
Excuse me?
Someone gonna hurt you like you hurt me.
Excuse me?
Further on up the road.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
You're singing.
What about it?
No, you're singing. This is a quiet carriage.
I was singing quietly.
It's not a singing quietly carriage, just quiet.
Hang on, Francis, I'll take you outside.
Okay, we're in the loo. Never say I don't take you anywhere.
If this was a first date, it would definitely be the last. You do look haggard.
You'd look haggard if you were rehearsing an uncompromising, detextualized, piercingly relevant reimagining of Hamlet on 5 hours sleep.
Which is why I'm calling. I'm going to a school reunion, which would have been fun till I discovered Sandra Stonehouse is a dame. A dame, for God's sake! If not the dullest woman on God's earth, then pretty close, is now a dame. Who saw that coming?
Not me, but I've no idea who Sandra Stonehouse is.
She's the type who hangs the loo roll the wrong way.
Where's the wall? War Crimes Commission when you need it.
Dame Sandra Stonehouse.
So if we can, just cut to the chase.
My friend Cassie has invited me to stay the weekend.
I take it Cassie's not on the honours list.
No, but she teaches classics at Oxford, so I could put in a word for you.
Greek word or Latin word?
You don't speak either, but if you hit it off, maybe she'll let you move in.
You're jumping the gun a bit. She hasn't wooed me with dinner and flowers yet.
I'm trying to find a haggard man, some digs.
Oh!
And the penny drops.
If I drop a penny on this floor, I sure as hell ain't picking it up. Oh! Oh, no!
What now?
Oh, how do you disinfect a phone?
Just wash your hands.
Before embarking on another day of physical jerks in the name of art, I swung into an old-school caf for a slow-release, energy-boosting breakfast.
What can I get you?
Is your full English breakfast vegan, macrobiotic, low in fat, high in antioxidants, locally and sustainably sourced?
No.
I'll have that then.
Brown, white or flowery bat?
Bat me. It better be a casting for Endeavour.
Count your blessings, you're in work. Live in the moment, look at the sky. Listen to the bird song. Be present in the now.
Did you phone just to spout mindfulness platitudes?
Remember Pixie?
The unpaid overworked intern who became your underpaid overworked assistant.
She is now a fully fledged agent within the Morris Skellen stable.
It's a stable. That explains the smell of horse.
She handles a select list of young up and comings, including someone you're working with. Jenny.
Somehow I thought you were going to say that.
We're having trouble getting hold of her.
Really?
Her phone keeps going to voicemail, and Pixie doesn't want to bother Tomash, so I said I'd check in with you. Find out if all's well?
I haven't seen her since yesterday.
Oh.
Not since she ran away.
Oh, God, what did you do?
She didn't run away from me. She had some sort of panic attack.
That is a concern. OK, Charles, thanks. I'll pass it on to Pixie. Ciao.
Whoa, don't just hang up. You didn't sound all that surprised when I said she'd run off. Has she got form?
No, nothing like that.
But?
In confidence, she has had anxiety issues.
She's an actor.
No. She told Pixie there was a man.
When isn't there?
No, an actor called Nick. But this one was worse than most. Needy, jealous, possessive. Jenny realised he was trying to control her life, so she dumped him. But he wouldn't stay dumped. Eventually she went to the police, who hauled him in and gave him a restraining order.
You think he's broken it?
Well, according to Pixie, it was all past tense. Jenny was in therapy for a while, but said she's over it and everything's great.
We all tell our agents everything's great. We don't want you sniffing weakness.
Agents aren't the venal creatures you think. We have a duty of care to our clients.
Doesn't extend to getting me an Endeavour.
One full English with a flowery bat.
Oh, mustn't come between a man and his incipient heart attack. Ciao! Oh.
Blimey, Charles, you look rough.
So I've been told.
Smugly fresh from her night's sleep, Vicky had warned me against commuting.
Morning, guys! Okay, so please bear with me. Since yesterday, the schedule's gone to the wall. Leonis, I'm afraid we won't get to your rope work till this afternoon, and Charles and Vicky scenes push back to the end of the day.
Bet you're glad you got up at the crack of dawn for this.
I knew Vicky from way back, and we'd rebonded as the only actors in a company of iconoclastic dancers, European circus performers, puppeteers, a nonconformist video maker, and an internationally revered avant-garde mime artist called Oleg.
If you want to have a look, there's a room going in my place.
Well, isn't it a student house?
Well, if you're going to be picky.
No.
Okay, so, Ophelia, the three Hamlets, and the puppeteers are already down the hall, so we'll start with them, yeah?
I thought it would look keen if I sat in. Also, I hadn't seen Jenny since her dramatic exit, and I hoped to get some sort of grasp on what the hell Tomash was doing with Hamlet.
So, today we're exploring the spirit and tonality of the scene, investigating the quantitative cohesion of, for want of a better word, timbre.
I was none the wiser.
Modality of mood is everything, yeah. Okay, so, music!
Draped and veiled in a shroud, Ophelia was held aloft and moved from hand to hand like a human pass the parcel over the heads of the two men and one woman playing three of the Hamlets.
Try to maintain a core of ontological intent.
The fourth Hamlet was a life-size puppet whose operators made her spacewalk upside down above the action, symbolising... No, not a clue.
Explore the space.
As three Hamlets lowered Ophelia into a sort of fish tank sarcophagus, puppet Hamlet removed her shroud, and for the first time I realised that Ophelia wasn't Jenny, but her understudy, Zoe.
Where's Jenny?
Search me.
After yesterday's meltdown, I wouldn't be surprised if she's walked.
Okay, now we're beginning to cohere.
Who's the woman in the baseball cap?
That's Cyril Jones.
The cook?
No, she was an actress.
Really?
She jacked it in to chop onions on telly and flog millions of tie-in cookbooks.
What a sellout. Fame, fortune and food when she could be prancing around in a derelict boatyard.
Ah, but is she happy?
She looks happy.
With that nose, she looks like the Little Mermaid. And those are not the cheekbones she was born with.
You didn't like it when Jenny gave you the up-down look.
It's not the same at all.
You said you'd just been scanned, assessed and found wanting.
Look, I'm not judging. I just remember when she was 10 years older.
Vicky!
At least my face isn't fixed in a permanent expression of perky surprise.
The question is, what's she doing here?
Well, keeping an eye on her husband.
Who's her husband?
Did you never pick up Hello Magazine?
If it was humanly possible to care less about celebrity culture than I do, I would.
Cyril is married to Tomasz.
By the time my brain recalibrated to accommodate the unlikely pairing of avant-garde theatre maker and TV cook, the rehearsal stroke exploration stroke investigation had come to an end.
OK, let's break for lunch. Got a second, sorry.
Tomasz led the understudy to the green room, while everyone else disappeared, leaving his wife to try her luck with the coffee flasks.
I can never get the hang of these things.
It's a twist and press action. You have to twist this bit and then press that bit.
Twist and press.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Well, don't thank me till you've tried it. I'm Charles, by the way.
Cyril.
Well, yeah, I know.
I'm with Tom.
You probably get asked this all the time, but...
Oh, it's a set.
What is?
People always want to know if we film in my kitchen, but it's all shot in a studio on an industrial estate in Acton.
Oh, well, no, actually, I was going to ask if anyone really needs to de-seed a tomato.
Oh, not in my world.
I'm so glad to hear that. So, are you in Oxford long?
Just arrived, straight from the station.
To watch rehearsals?
I'm here as part of a publicity junket for my new book, Mouth.
Good title.
Oh, it gets to the point. I'm doing a personal appearance tonight at a bookshop, but thought I'd look in, see what Tom's doing with you lot. Is this your first time with Kick Fever?
It is.
He is a genius, you know. People bandy the word around, but Tom's the real deal.
Well, you're a very talented couple.
Well. Hey, you ought to get some lunch.
Lunch smunch. On day one, I'd scoped out the best shortcut for a smoke and a drink, which was a fire exit leading to a waterside boardwalk.
Oh, my phone!
Was that me?
Oh, you idiot!
I'm sorry, Zoe.
What were you doing?
I didn't know you were out here. I thought you were inside with Tomasz.
Oh, what is it with men today?
What?
Why not just kill me?
Sorry?
My entire life is on that phone.
Well, did you see where it went?
It went in the river.
Yeah, but maybe I can fish it out. I think if you put them in a bag
Please,
of rice...
Charles, just stay away.
Okay.
Feeling shamefaced, I left Zoe to contemplate the end of days and sidled off to take refuge on a rusting old barge moored close by. Peering over the top of a tarpaulin, I watched Tomasz approaching Zoe.
You okay?
Not great, no.
If it's to do with me...
My phone's at the bottom of the river.
Oh, no. That's awful. Yeah. Only when we were talking and you left, well, I hope you didn't think I was being, you know...
What?
When I put my arm around you, it's easy to misread situations, especially in our business, and I wouldn't want you to think that I,
Here you are.
I'd, better get some lunch.
Yes, off you pop. Can't work on an empty stomach.
It was a bit unnecessary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Awkward moment.
No, don't do this.
How about I don't do this when you don't do that?
What?
You know what? Perving over every young actress in the company.
Oh, you've got to stop this paranoia.
Oh, no. Don't you make out it's all in my imagination. We both know that's a lie. I wouldn't mind, but I'm bankrolling Kick Fever, and this is how you thank me.
Oh, you really know how to twist the knife.
Do you listen to yourself? I could kill you when you do this. I'm the aggrieved party here. First it was Jenny, and now this one. Do you know what? Why don't I phone the bank and tell them to pull out?
No, think of the jobs.
Think of our marriage. I gave up everything for you and your bloody company, but you can only push me so far. get your house in order before I do something we'll both regret.
Cookery's gain was acting's loss, but I restrained myself from applauding Cyril's exit line. I wasn't needed till the end of the day, so I strolled into town, wondering what she'd meant by something they'd both regret. Sneaking past the porters of a college the size and design of a medieval castle, I followed the sound of organ music to the chapel.
Charles?
What? There was a mental disconnect between the familiar face and the academic gown.
It is Charles, isn't it? It's Pete. Pete Langley. I removed your infected appendix. Peritonitis.
Holby City.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete, I didn't recognise you without the scrubs.
Oh, I left medicine behind some time ago.
So I see.
Yeah, I woke up one morning, I thought, there's got to be more to life than pretending I know what lymphadenopathy is. Time for a career change.
Good for you. Funnily enough, I was sitting here thinking I wouldn't mind going back into full-time education.
What? No. I'm not an academic. I just popped out for a breather. We're filming round the corner. I mean...
He didn't need to tell me. For the best part of a year, I'd nagged Morris to get me an endeavour. Just a guest appearance. A supercilious don with a dark secret, a tweed jacket and a decent pair of well-made brogues.
Nice shoes.
Yeah, I'm playing a supercilious don.
Of course you are.
I'm not a jealous guy. But how come Pete gets to wear a tweed jacket and grey flannel trousers, while I end up doing a radical interpretation of Hamlet so physical it might as well be called Strictly Come Juggling in the Court of Bleeding Denmark?
Are you in this?
Me? No. I'm doing a show with Kick Fever.
Well done, you. I'd love a crack at the old physical avant-garde.
Maybe we should swap.
Not with my knees. Strictly a lounge suit actor these days. Leave the acrobatics to fit young bucks like you. But you know, if you fancy a drink one night...
Oops, sorry, Pete. I thought that was off. I'm in the house of God, Morris. I'll take you outside.
I've got to get back to the Master's Lodge for my snarky interrogation scene. See you, Charles.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Are you in a state of grace?
I've had an epiphany.
What is it, my son?
I need a new agent.
Have we been necking communion wine?
I just bumped into an actor who's got the kind of part... No, he's got exactly the part I begged you to get me.
I'm an agent, not the genie of the lamp. It's not in my gift to get you everything you want. What's the show?
Endeavour.
Who's the actor?
Pete Langley.
Ah.
Don't tell me he's one of yours.
He's with the agency.
If I knew exactly what an apoplexy was, I'd have one.
I did my best for you.
You mean for Pete.
As you religious types say, I cast my bread upon the water.
You're gluten intolerant.
I fired an arrow in the air.
That's Longfellow, not the Bible.
Says the man who doesn't know what apoplexy is.
I know what being taken for granted is.
When you've calmed down, I've just had lunch with a producer. And over bone broth, I heard something surprising.
I heard something surprising after our bone broth lunch.
If you're not interested.
I'm interested.
Apparently, Kick Fever are in a spot of trouble.
What kind of trouble?
It seems uncompromising artistic integrity isn't doing much for their profit margins.
Avant-garde theatre's never going to compete with mainstream box office.
No, but in that world, Kick Fever are at the top of the food chain. But according to my chum, the last show just about broke even.
Ouch.
More often than not, they operate at a loss.
Aren't they subsidised?
They were. Thomas has a tendency to rub bean counters the wrong way, and he's fallen out with one arts administrator too many.
I had a feeling I knew what was coming.
As far as I can see, the whole Kick Fever operation is being bankrolled by his wife's cookbook sales.
Back in the street, I paused at a bookshop display of Tomash's latest polemic, The Theatre Maker's Craft Towards a New Dramaturgy. This was dwarfed by a life-size cutout of his wife and a tower of her book, Mouth.
If I could afford it, I know which book I'd buy.
Oh.
It took me a moment to recognise the suited young man.
We met the other day. Dan?
You tried to interest me in your ghost tour of Oxford.
That's it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Charles. I'm sorry, I didn't recognise you in a suit.
It's for my Inspector Morse tour.
Did I see you yesterday in a wizard's costume?
My Dumbledore.
Versatile. So which book would you buy?
Well, man cannot live by experimental theatre alone, so I'd go for Cyril Jones's Mouth.
Yep, any day.
Right, I've got 25 Americans waiting to see where Inspector Morse kissed Francis Barber in Death of the Self. See ya.
See ya.
While pubs are closing all over the country, Oxford has a surfeit. I'd just taken a sip in a snug where Christopher Wren enjoyed a pint before the Enlightenment when...
Hi, Vicky.
You busy?
Not especially. Why?
I'm back at my digs if you want to have a look at the spare room.
Text me the address. I'll be straight round.
In 20 metres, turn right.
Normally, I moan about pedestrians staring at their phones.
Proceed for 10 metres.
But needs must when the devil drives.
Turn left.
Or the understudy cycles.
Oh, you stepped straight out, you bloody... Oh, God, it's you.
Sorry.
Bubble follows you around.
Yeah, it has been pointed out. You look a bit stressed.
Yeah, well, my phone's at the bottom of a river. So, no WhatsApp, no Facebook, no Instagram.
Twitter.
Who does Twitter?
Right.
As I'm off-grid, I've been round to see how Jenny is.
How is she?
I don't know. She wasn't in, and the people she's sharing with didn't hear her come home last night. Oh. I'm getting seriously worried. I'm thinking of going to the police, or am I overreacting?
I suppose she's only been missing since yesterday.
Yeah, but, well, thing is, Jenny's had some issues. I suppose I'm not giving anything away. She's always posting about her private life. Personally, I think she overshares, because you can lose out on work if casting directors think you're a bit, you know...
You said Jenny's had issues.
There was a boy, Nick... An actor. They met here in Oxford when they were students. I got the impression he was sort of in awe of Jenny. Anyway, they hooked up, but he was one of these coercive, controlling types.
She told me about the split-up, the restraining order, Jenny's therapy and recovery. Everything tallied with what Morris told me Jenny had told Pixie.
I really thought she'd taken ownership of her life again. Although... She has been a bit odd with me a couple of times during rehearsals.
Odd? How?
Nothing I could put my finger on. She's just seemed a bit distant, remote, like she's had something on her mind.
I decided to take a punt to see what else Zoe knew.
Could it be anything to do with her relationship with Tomash?
Do you know about that?
I saw them together.
Did they see you?
No. Is it a recent thing?
I think it's been going on for a while. Jenny's done quite a few Kick Fever productions.
Is it serious?
It is for Jenny.
Not for Tomash.
I couldn't say.
Only I saw him apologising to you.
Wow. What are you, a private detective?
I'm just always in the wrong place at the wrong time. Had Tomash been hitting on you?
That's the wrong question.
What's the right question?
Ask any woman who's worked with him.
Oh, I'm late. Sorry, Zoe. I've got to run.
Where have you been?
I bumped into Zoe. Well, she nearly bumped into me. Oh. Apparently, Jenny didn't go back to her digs last night. Oh. Zoe wants to go to the police.
Oh, but Jenny hasn't been gone that long.
I said that too, but Zoe's really worried, and some of the things she told me have got me thinking.
Well, before we start playing detectives, my housemates have been waiting around to meet you.
Oh, OK, yeah, lead on.
Shoes off, house rules.
It's a student house.
Do you want this room, or don't you?
Hi, I'm Tim.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Charles.
Hi.
Izzy's reading moral philosophy.
Oh. I've always wondered, if you can study moral philosophy, can you also study immoral philosophy?
Oh. That's a very good point. Funnily enough, I've been writing an essay on the morality or immorality of human procreation in the age of climate change and global warming. Have you read Karl Popper?
Yes. Have you, Charles?
Not actually read.
Oh. Do you have a preferred pronoun?
I pretty much like them all.
Charles is probably happy with he, him. Are you happy with he, him?
He, him's good enough for me, I.
Cool.
I'm going to have to run. I've got a tute.
Tute?
Tutorial.
Lovely to meet you, Charles. Tim and Vicky will show you around, but we're a very laid-back house. Bye.
Bye.
So, the spare room's at the back of the house on the first floor. Why don't I let Vicky show you, and I'll be in the kitchen when you're done.
The last student room I'd experienced was damply musty, with top notes of unwashed sock and joss stick and bottom notes of decomposing rodent. This was very different.
OK, we're done.
That was very quick.
I'll take it.
Actually, Charles, I think that's up to Tim.
Oh, sorry, Tim. What I meant is just what I'm looking for, so... Ooh... That looks good.
Ah, it's just a sweet potato and barley risotto. We've got a rota.
I love Indian bread.
That's roti.
Oh, yeah. I doubt that I'm up to your standards, but I can knock up a decent shakshuka.
Tim and Izzy don't eat eggs.
We're vegan.
Ah, well, you should try my baba ganoush.
You like Middle Eastern food?
I'm all about the ras el hanout.
Oh, once a week we have a meze night.
And before you could say Jack Robinson, it was agreed I'd move in that night. Then Vicky and I set off for our end-of-the-day rehearsal.
I'm all about the ras el hanout. Try my baba ganoush.
It's catnip to vegans. Charred aubergine dip.
Yeah, I know what it is, but can you make it?
I can learn. There's bound to be a recipe in Mouth.
Mouth?
Cyril's new cookbook. Have you heard anything about Tomáš hitting on actresses?
Oh, God, everyone knows that.
Well, I didn't.
You're the wrong sex.
You're not.
I'm the wrong age. Also, he knows I'd break his arm.
Are you sure this is a shortcut to the boatyard?
I've been walking it every day.
We were only a mile out of the city centre. But as Vicky led me across a wide-open meadow, I could have been anywhere.
What about stuff?
What stuff?
Well, your toothbrush, towel, change of clothes.
I'm a man of simple needs.
You mean you wear the same clothes for a week?
I could pick up a toothbrush after rehearsals, then nip back to London for more clothes at the weekend.
Better pick up a copy of Mouth while you're at it. Don't want to get caught on the hop if you've called up to make baba ganoush. Oh, turn right here.
We crossed over onto a riverside path shaded by a canopy of green willow.
Something's going on up ahead.
It's probably students. They go a bit crazy after exams.
What the hell?
Oh. Hello, Pete.
Right, no,
hello,
no, Pete. Not now, Charles.
Oh, sorry.
It's not your fault.
This area's supposed to be closed to the public.
Oh, someone's for the chop.
Reset, we'll go again.
Pete, this is Vicky.
Hi.
Pete's playing a supercilious Don in Endeavour.
Oh, you can't beat a murder mystery with a 60s soundtrack.
Yeah.
When you're ready, please.
They're coming.
Better get back.
And we'd better get out of shot.
Yeah, especially as we're right by the body.
There's no body in this scene.
Washed up on the bank.
We squinted down into a clump of reeds.
Oh, my God.
No garland of crow flowers, nettles, daisies or purples.
Help!
Just a pale, bloodless hand floating beneath the surface.
I think I'm going to be sick.
And pre-Raphaelite hair undulating with the eddying water.
Someone! Get help!
Pete's impulse to get Jenny out of the water was understandable, atavistic and humane. But no end of help was going to bring her back. The question was, how did she get there in the first place?
I'm going. In episode 2 of Charles Paris, Charles was played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Dan was Will Kirk, Vicky Jessica Turner, Tomáš Ian Cunningham, Zoe Laura Christie, Cyril Sinead McInnes, and Pete Neil McCall. Tim was Greg Jones, Izzy Lucy Reynolds, Cannon Park Clive Hayward, the waitress Amy Bentley Klein, and the train passenger was Adam Courting. A Doubtful Death was written by Jeremy Front from a story by Simon Brett. The director was Sally Avens.